USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly a dozen GOP senators want to change the Senate rules and allow for lawmakers to dismiss articles of impeachment against President Trump before the House sends them over. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introduced the legislation, arguing the Senate's impeachment rules did not envision a scenario where the House would delay transmitting articles of impeachment against the president, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi has done.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to run the Senate. She is trying to be the leader of the Senate and control what we do. She is trying to prevent a trial. And the bottom line is that's not what the Constitution says.
Disgraced filmmaker Harvey Weinstein was indicted for rape in Los Angeles on the same day that his trial on other sexual assault charges began in New York. Prosecutors in Los Angeles have charged Weinstein with four charges, including forcible rape. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In a statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. It appears Americans are using two dangerous drugs more than ever. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A new study revealing the use of methamphetamines and fentanyl is soaring nationwide. According to research gathered from over a million urine tests, samples testing positive for meth have increased sixfold, with about 8% testing positive last year, compared to nearly 1% in 2013. Similarly, the percentage of exams coming back positive for fentanyl has quadrupled since 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Judy Scheinlin, also known as TV's Judge Judy, is opening up about her decision to back former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the Democratic presidential race. She joins ABC's The View and says,
"When I looked at the field of 2020 candidates, for one reason or another, although I'm sure they're all very nice people, there was no other voice for me other than a voice of someone who has experience in governance, second only to the President of the United States, because New York City has the most diverse population of any place else in the United States of America, except the United States of America. There was a good feeling. It was a feeling that things were run effectively and efficiently during his 12 years as mayor."
Tourists in Italy near the Austrian border were waiting for a bus to arrive when tragedy struck. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A suspected drunk driver plowed into a group of tourists at a ski resort in Italy, killing at least six people. A total of 17 people were involved in the crash, which happened at 1:20 in the morning local time in the northern province of Bolzano. All six who died were believed to have been tourists visiting from Germany. Four people were also injured, with two people being hospitalized in Austria. Police said the driver, a 27-year-old man, was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.